Shusha Mimari. All the Sugya Schid is Paris, Simon Shin Chaf. We have a mission in Dafka from Gil and Bays, Mishnah Vigyan, in Sechem, it's a Paris, to make a Mashkin. Now over here, the Melacha Sirli is Mepharet or Tol Dov Dosh. That means even though we discussed last time with Chaylev, a question what Melacha it is, because Eng Disha El Vidule Karko. Here we're discussing in case of Dule Karko. Sirli, we're discussing the Melacha of Dosh. Now what comes after the Gemara, according to Shmuel, there's three different dargas. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Chachamim on the case of Zeisim Vanovim, when it comes down Ma'atzim on the Zelser. Masha Enkei Mashah Peres Vakeret Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that it comes down Ma'atzim on its mutter. By two Sri Moinim, that's the Machlokes. If, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way we paskin, then the situation with Eimin Lamashkin will come along to Aser. So Eimin for the case of Achilo, that'll be mutter over here. Now once we have these three darkas, we have to define what are these three darkas, what's the parameters, what's the ghetto of these three darkas. So first we have a good one from Aleph, from Hey of an Aleph on the bottom. The one brings down from Rav. The Vayat Torah is only Drisus of Zeitzim Vanovim. We have also Reis Dewey, Pundavei Menasho, that the case of the rice is only a case of olives and the case of grapes. Now why is that so? It says Rashi over there, the Dvar Torah, things that press on Zeisim Vanovim, have a Shad Drichos, Lav or Chayiv Bahochi. It's not the normal way of doing it, not the standard way of doing it, therefore it's not Nichol again of the Raisa. In the words of the Archa Shulchan, Zeisim Vanovim is Miuchid for it, Mashiach in other cases. And therefore the Ari Shadim bring down the Loshim of Urchayu. Loshim Rivan, Rim Lil, Yosef is Kerid, the definition is Urchayu. If it's the Urech, the Derech, there will be a case of the Raisa, not the Derech, be a case of the Rabbon. Ka'in says, similar to this, Loshon of the Rajbo, Loshon of the Ritvo, when the Ruban, when many of these periods of Zeisim Anovim are for a case to go be used at Nichol Gedda of Mashkin, go after the definition of Roiv. That means the words of Magavram, the words of Mishnah Berurah, they have the Loshon of Roiv. That means the Chor Urchayu and Roiv is much the same idea, intertwined one with another. If that's a derech or roiv, we say Sivanovim. Not the derech, not roiv, the case of Tusim Rimonim. That's called one mahalach. A second day, a couple of people got him in Zakdomo after being Zan Rashi. He says, however, I in the Ran has other mahalach. The Ran's words are, when Shar Peris loy choshev mashko. It's not choshev to be a mashko. Mash in King Zesivanovim. It's choshev to be a mashko. The way the Prima Gunim explains what does that mean, the Ilum knows from the Sugya of Tum of Taro, there's a Zayim Mashkin in Taro. Zayim Mashkin, the simon is Yad Shokha Dam, that means Yain, Dam, Shemin, Cholov, Tal, Dvash, and Mayim. Those are Zayim Mashkin in Taro. All these cases will come along to say it's a Gedda of the Raisa. Mashainkin, Shar Peris, has a Gedda of Nav, Chshivat being Zayim Mashkin, this will not be a case of Taro. So the second malach, the get of making the raiso, is Zayim Mashkin. Now this idea that people are saying is pshat in Iran, first of all they point out, it's like Vital, it's like Tzedek, that's not pshat in Iran. Iran means it's choshu maskin, not choshu maskin, like other Rishonim. But only they point out, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rosh, these three, that instead of saying the definition is either the Orchayu or the Raiv, Losh of the Rosh, go after the Derech, Losh of the Ritva, the Rashba, go after the Raiv. And when they say the contrast, they say what's not the derech, or not the roiv, they say the words not choshev mashko. They say the same words of the Ran, and they start with the roiv and the idea of urchayu. So I point out the idea of loy choshev mashko is not a separate entity of a zayim mashkin, the idea that people God wants to put into the Ran. It just means not choshev mashko. What? It's not roiv. It's not the derech. So there are those who want to argue, is there a second malach in the Ran over here? Now among the Svarim, the Ashram Swab who just went Zayim Mashkin, Rav Ribiak, Rav Alp, it's only easier to go with Zayim Mashkin. The Chiddush that he went this way, Hashis, the Maaser should not be this way, either because Mishpur does not even bring down this Malach, number one. Number two, the Chor is not totally Zemezet, like the Eglital, the Chadnish does that way. Number three, it's certainly not a Pashis, the Stimus of Hoiskim. Number four, even if there is Das Iran, who said you're Pashis like the Iran? And number five, you can even argue that that's a Das Iran. So again, I see certain Swab go Zayim Mashkin. It's very shred with go with that malach. There's a third idea over here. The Pimgun goes on further. He says up Rashi Daf Sadekei in Shabbos. Rashi brings down the idea of Mifka Pocket Umivla Bala. That means again, the Umishnov and Ksumas and Afrema base. Certain times there are things that are absorbed inside, and certain things are gathered together, are surrounded. That means by grapes, by olives, by grapes, so they easily can see it, the pockets are surrounded. Masha'enke, Mivla Bala, something is absorbed, like an apple is absorbed inside. Says the Prima Gadol, what's a taino? Something absorbed inside, like an apple, that would not be a case of the Raiso. Masha'enke, case like in grapes, with Mivka pocket, that's the case of the Raiso. So it comes out that Iku seems to be among the Achren, once they have the Prima Gadol, the three Mahalchim over here. Either you have the definition of Oirich, or Chayu, and Rav. We have a second Mahalchim, Zayim Mashkin. A third Mahalchim, Mivka pocket. Just to explain, let's say, a chilek. Again, the Pirugam is very clear. We have, let's take two malachim right now. Either we have the Ik malach of Urchayu and Roy, Rashi, or we have the idea of Zayin Mashkin. The Nafkamim, as I point out, Lakula and Lachuma each way. For example, get a look at the case of Boiser. Boiser is an unripe grape. In that case, when you squeeze it out, is it Nichol and Get of a Derais or not? Says the Pirugam, according to Rashi, it's Lav Urchayu. You either wait for it to ripen, or you eat the grape, but you don't make it into wine. According to the Ran, it's Zayin Mashkin, case of Deraiso. So Nafkamina go with the Rashi or the Ran, says people got him, in the case of Boiser. A second interesting Nafkamina, to be a tool among the Hakam and the Oilam, not even among the Svarim, is how do you look at the grapes today? The Oilam knows that you want to make grapes into wine, the grapes that you buy in the store, you do not make into wine. They have special grapes that they harvest in a special way, and those are designed for wine. Anyone who takes grapes to the store and make it to wine will not have good wine. So it comes out that the grapes that we're buying in the store, the derech and roiv is not made into wine. Are our grapes bezmanazeh b'nichel together of not zeisev anov would not be case of the raiso? Might be dabonim, might even be motor, because no one makes the squeeze out of it. What is exactly our grapes? So the kolam, the savior declares, "Yesh lo, one of our grapes today." They point out, let's analyze. According to the Ran, Suli Deraiso. Why is one of Zayin Mashkin? Go to Rashi, Rochayu, and Derech. You can hear a Reish Takatayno, maybe our grapes, Bismanazer, won't have the gather of being the idea of the spritz of Zaysim Nom of Chazal. These are two ways we see over here that the Ran is being more Machmer, either by Boiser or grapes that you buy in the Makolet. Forget they point out, let's say today we have juices. That can be more than grapes and olives. Let's say you have oranges, grapefruits, or gedoima. What would that be? Under what categories? Is it juice of Rebbeinu or Zeisim Anovim? According to the Ran of Zayin Mashkin, Avada is not Zeisim Anovim, it's not Zayin Mashkin. Avada we not the Chaliget of Deraisa. According to the seems to be the Paiskim, and we go upon the idea of Rechayu and Raiv, Gisak Klar, maybe oranges with Zbanazeh have a get of Zeisim Anovim. Maybe grapefruits with Zbanazeh have a get of Zeisim Anovim. Now just try to stick with Halacha. Baker among the Paiskim, we seem to go the definition is Urchayu, the definition is Roiv. Lashem Shapiro, Rishayim, Urchayu, Roiv. But if you look at Rashi, on Kufman Gimel Beis, he says the Lashon of Roiv. Rashi Kufman Haim, now it's the Lashon of Urchayu. So Rashi himself intertwines the two over here. Going to points to the Gemara, but intertwines the two. Then that seems to be that Halacha. I'll come out and understand that oranges with Zbanazeh is nothing together of Deraiso. It also comes out, any mashkin shizavu, not really a sugil, but any mashkin shizavu that a person cannot drink and cannot use in the amukso. Also, once you have mashkin shizavu by zeisim anovim, whether lachila or l'shtiyah, you can't use, or by case of tusim remoinim, and again, if you bring it in l'mashkin, and it comes out, but that's asmon, the loch is it's mukso on Shabbos. That's a glass, and the poskim, I come to the kibbeg and not that way. But that's the first level of zeisim anovim. Second level is tusim v'imoinim. Again, we spoke out, the Gemara says, Machlokes Chachamim versus Yehuda, according to Shmuel, and the way we paskin is number one, to squeeze it, avada that's also. Number two, it comes out by itself, if it's l'achila, or b'motor. It comes out by itself, v'shtia, l'mayis, it's also. Now the example is tusim v'imoinim of pomegranates and berries. Among other cases, speaks out the basis very clearly, Lav dafka these two. Anything that's under this category, tusim v'imoinim. The Moshe that asked him to get to vegetables, he said the same category. There's no difference whether fruits or vegetables. Same eating over here. Now, what is it, the level of tusim v'imoinim? So there's a long Magavram, Sukkot Aleph. But come down the Chura, there are three different sheets over here, how to define it. The way how the Magavam starts off with the Beis Yosef, he says first, if something that the Eilim, a normal amount of the Eilim does, Kshirus the Rabbim, a Gamut's not really, it's very clear, it's not really, it's only me and Amatzai, like the case of the Gemara's case of Rimonim of pomegranates, the Beis Menashe, come along to squeeze it over here. Come along, the Aloch is, we get a two Sim Rimonim. Now that Aloch says Magavam, Peter Beis Yosef, were there the places over here where you squeeze it, or the rest of the world, Lamai says also. That means number one, we have the Beis Yosef, Chol Pachas, Nahami Lamagavram. That if it's a normal thing to go do, that's a Mina Matsoi, a Gamut's not Raim, it's also here and it's also everywhere. Atzal Sheni, goes on the Magavram further, said, let's read the Hamar. The Hamar seems to say, Punk Fakert, and go after Makam Shinogu, wherever the Minig is. That means in this Minig of the Makam to be squeezed, it'll come on to after it. Other places, it might be Motor. Says why the Gemara called him Memdalda Beis because of Machlokes Chachamim versus Reb Elazar negate the sugya of Klayim. Do we go say the case of Kaitim by thorns is a derech go through the camel's nach go after other Machlokes of this Machlokes? La Lochem Yerdeya by sugya of Klayim and Reitz Adikvav pass like Chachamim not like Reb Elazar. Therefore, only in this place will be offered and not in other places. However, the Machlokes does end off, calling a rash. The way the Pimgadim explains is going in the Ramah Shito. That this halacha is definitely the case when it only stays here and doesn't travel by caravans from one place to another. But let's say they squeeze it over here and it goes with Makkul and Makkul. Over here it's Osir. The other Makkul is Osir. The place it's not go to is not Osir. That means it comes out we have one Malach the Beis Yosef. He's coming along to say that you squeeze over here, the whole world is Osir, whether it gets there or not. With the Ramos that we squeeze over here, only over here it's Osir. The rest places are much or less it gets there. Atzara Shlishi, come along Magavram, and the way how the Siv Chaim will say that's the Maskon of the Beis Yosef, called the Magavram, you have to analyze why are you squeezing these peris for? That's them, there are certain times you squeeze the peris, we have tons of peris, and it's very good to have the juice. Sometimes people are squeezing it because that's the fad, that's the style, and they came to an idea and a concept to go to. I think, practically, a good example maybe is carrots. I think 30, 40 years ago, only people do it for health reasons in America, local pockets. Certain place now came to a style to people drink carrot juice. Why? Again, people say they appreciate it, not chlor. But mice is a certain things. Some people say no, but I think certain things, it depends. You can have tons of carrots. A lot of places, a lot of that would squeeze it. Depends upon the style. Fair, the taste buds, maybe, yeh shlotin. So come along the Magav Ram, he says, if the situation over here, you're squeezing over here because you have Rebbe Paris. Even in the other place where they don't have Rebbe Paris, they have no Paris. But if they had to be prepared, they'll come along to squeeze it. Then Lachol be also, Maisa be also. They just don't have it. Mash Eikin goes after the style, after the fad. Start clearing also pomegranate juice and kainza. These things, and the Lach is in the other places, say, so depends upon style, fad, love that. What? And then that situation over here, I'll come along then in other places of Vajit's mutter. That means, first, what came out, 3 points over here. Number one, we have the Beis Yosef. When the case is Amina Motzai over here, then the luck is whether it's mitzad the fad, whether it's mitzad Riba Paris, over here it's also, all the rest of the world is also. The Ramos Pumfakert. The luck is whether it's a fad, whether it's Riba Paris, the luck is going to be that over here it's also, the rest of the world might send smoter, unless it travels and gets there. Atzara Shlishi, the Magarum says, and again, they'll say that's Maskona Kul, the Magavam, the Beis Yosef. That depends. If it's Riba Paris, then both places the Maisa is Osir. If it's Mitzad the Fad, then other places the Maisa is going to be Mutter. Now, what about over here? Mitzad the Fad, what's the luck over here? I don't understand characters. I don't. So maybe I would have the Heter. What's the luck at this place over here? The Maisa, the Bialocha, gets about this question. It sounds like the Magavam, the Maisa should be Mutter. The Maisa, which ends up with Vada in the Maisi, in this place, where the fad is that way, Avada not to be Mekul. Again, the Chadish says no. Maisi is called compassion among our Ram, but Maisi to be Mekul. The Swam be Ikkol, the Mishnah Brua, that in this place itself, the Maisi come up to be Machmer.
How much would you consider a fad?
1 out of 100, 1 out of 1,000? We'll get there. So come now, the Ikkol, the person go with the Magav Ram. Seems to be the Mishnah Brua went be Ikkol this way over here. And again, they won't say that's the way the Beis Yosef went. That the Maskona is that if it's Riba Paris, will do the whole world. Again, they have no Paris right now. The Loch is the whole world is also. Mashenki goes after the style, after the fad, the rest of the world will actually be mutter. Over here, when they're doing it, the mice will be ulcer. In the second level, when they're mashing Shazavu, so come down again, the case of Eichel, be mutter, case of Shtil, be ulcer. What's the law when you bring something into your house, stop? Not sure, do you want to squeeze it, or do you want to eat it over here? So Mishmur points out that the carbon the saddle, the mice wants to be Michael. How he says, Hashu the Sigil, he says to Meiri, but on Shabbos, the mice that come along the Paskin, mice is also Stam has a gedder of Shti over here. Now, what does it mean in the case of Stam? I think this goes practically what happens in your house. That means, let's say you bring in oranges into your house. You have no juicer, you never squeeze oranges. The only thing you do is eat it. So, of course, in your house, it's Mei Lachila. Come, in my house, bring in my house. Most of the time, use it as a babysitter. Keep the kids busy over here to squeeze over here. You keep them busy, and if they have something left over to drink, they drink it. But my son, that's. And also, we eat it half the time. I can't even do it. So, my house is a good case of Stam. Other people's houses, I think most of the times, Stam is usually in their house, not going to squeeze it, be nichel in the category of being oimilachilo. I think that's a fun over here. Now, when a person brings in lachilo, and now what happens, it comes out, or you have left over. I mean, you put it in for lachilo, and now you have juice left over from lachilo. You cut it, you eat the orange, and you have juice left over. So the chur come on the place, keep and say, be'ikin, be nichel together of lachilo, of mashkus zavu, be nichel together of smutan Shabbos. No problem. The third category is something called sharperis. Now, sharperis, I think, a good example in the case of peppers. You take peppers and squeeze it over here. Agam, I was told, and I see now in Rabbi Kanievsky's book, a person who's going to have every day beets and apples and carrots and peppers ground together, makes you healthy and strong over here, and ground them and have a drink. Now, Chaim says he doesn't appreciate the taste, but other people in his family do appreciate the taste, or they seem to take it every day. So we have this level, we have peppers. The question is, can a person be dying, squeezed on Shabbos, and drink the juice over here? So first, Avad is clearly more Havajin Avad you can. The question is, once we have Beis Menashe, and we have a Chizda and a Popo, can you squeeze it be a dime? Is there an Israel or a Heter? So the basis is very clear. The Maskona of the big three, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, Maisik is squeezed be a dime. And it's Kamat 30 Yishenim who go this way. And if one of the Bialocha already is Malakin for them, Dar Malakin, has a list of Yishenim over here, the Kamal of Paskins, that the list of that person can't squeeze be a dime. He does point out that Rashi, not that clear, but sounds like maybe to be Machmer. This is before Shatoysis, now if you test someone else, Maisik, there he is Machmer. The man apparent says it can only be Moser Capri, and otherwise, some squeeze out for the juice, Mice is Usser. So we have Iker, 30 Rishonim versus a couple of other Rishonim. So it's true, if I clear the Machaber, Mice, he's Machbo, Mutil Asokta. The Pus can come along, and you read the Bach, he says, Chalila ve Chalila to be Sevich upon the Machilim, you have to be Machber. And therefore, Nachas Tzvi, and the Taz, Shikra Sagdoila, and the Elirabo, Makar Chaim, Chai Odom, Kitz Benish Chai, and Rimus Gdoila Achroinim. Went against Rav Yishonim. That means until Be'ikki the Mishmur came along, Malachim followed the Mishmur, Numas Gdol Achonim Paschal Chumad B'choshish for Rashi's sad listen to my papa, and will take it to the Daphutas. L'maiso, the Mishmur again answers B'alocha, he ends off Ein Lono Lochush to Machmim, the Chidoy over here. He says even maybe Rashi tastes a Greek to over here the Maskano. And therefore, he paskins him and the Archashuchim Lukula, like the Mogavam and the Graz, that person can't squeeze out B'yadayim. That's the Ikaloch over here. That means, if you read only the Gdola Achreinim, the Ikaloch Achreinim paskins not like the Mishnah Berurah. Maisa Mishnah Berurah and the Archashuchim went like Mogavam and Graz, therefore all the Malachim go like it, and say B'yadayim, you'll Maisa, you can't squeeze it. Now, the Mishnah does end off with the words of the Mogavam, it's a minikri machmer not to squeeze it, but Shaparis, you have to be machmer. I'm not clear how we get this minig. Something that's not normal to go squeeze, that you're not doing, that no one's doing. How can you read a minig of not doing something that's not normal to be done? I'm not clear how to get to such a concept over here. But if you have a minig, you machmer, but if you machmer. How that works practically, I'm not sure. So Mai said, but it does come out according to the Mishmura and the Malachim afterwards, to take Sharpeh, squeeze it, be a dime, the Mai says, mutter. Those are the first of three darbies. Now, certain Klom had to apply these cases over here. First, can we squeeze peris b'zmanazeh? So there are certain svar malachim b'zmanazeh salof, we don't squeeze any peris. Whether it's bris oilam, whether it's shmir shabbat chosoy, whether it's nishmir shabbos, we don't squeeze peris. And they say we get three reasons. Number one, we have the taz nabach. So squeeze in a peris over here. Number two, everything travels from place to place. That's Bichayishish over here. And number three, we squeeze everything. So once you squeeze everything, we might as well let's be machmer. Certain so said we can't squeeze Paris and Shabbos. Nice, Rabbi Yehuda brings them down. He says, Hifus Bezel Midosa, you have no right to be more machmer when it says in the page of Shulchan Aruch. Nice, according to Mishabur, he can't squeeze Shabbos Paris, has his club, has his Gedorim, has his parameters over here. And just to say, we don't squeeze Paris, it's not that simple. Don't do that. That's Aleph. Second thing is, in the column, how do you look at things that are squeezed for a four? That means people squeeze them all the time. Does a four count in the category of the percentage of the Rav, the Urchayu, or does it count at all? To come on the base station, he clarifies this question. It brings three writings that a four does not count. He said the fact that Gemara has a case of Prishin, for instance, people squeeze all the time for a four, yet we're not counting it. We have a case of lemons, according to the Rosh, he wants to matter it. I squeeze it for a four all the time, we're not counting it. He says we have a case of Remindim, pomegranates, we squeeze it all the time for a four, we're not counting it. Those are three examples. Now, if you would have asked me, I was in the Gemara's case, from Dalla Bay's, the case of Pagan. Pagan, says Rashi, are prunes, prune juice. As far as I know, the only reason why people have prune juice is either you're old, or you have constipation, or your mother makes you drink it. Otherwise, I would say the best example would have been prune juice, and somehow he has examples, lemon juice, which is true, obviously, Kanievsky writes in the book, over there, you should have lemon juice every time someone's sick over there. Fine, and Meisa negated to pomegranate juice and quinces. Fine, but Meisa, we had clear the base station of Paiskim Messiah, where four does not count. Doesn't count. A third question in this cloud over here. Till now, we're discussing Be'ikir, the juices that we're squeezing, you left with the pulp behind, and the juice comes out. Let's say you take the thing itself and you destroy it. You pulverize it. For example, you take a melon, you put it in a blender, a melon's 90% water. And now you have a drink, melon juice. You drink the melon juice. Is that nichel the gedder of seichet? Schito. Now, the schito is being mafarik to separate one entity from another entity. We're separating the shaft from the wheat over here, but we're separating one from another. Here, we're just pulverizing it, and you're drinking the whole entire entity over here. There's no separation over here. Is there any answer? So, Agav is interesting. Simcha Bonham, when he wants to give an example of sharp areas that's more to the squeeze, three times he gives example, melons. That's his example. Well, melons are something you're pulverizing over here. Also, you have to know the shuvah, sharp areas, and that. My see, gives, that's his example over here. They point out, this Mishnah Berurah. What?
You can squeeze a melon, too.
No one squeezes it.
Okay. But if you do.
I will not give that as an example if you do. My see, Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot, and Taz brings down the Taz, the end of Sukkot, hey. We have an apple that's fully cooked. You last squeeze it. The words of the Mishnah Berurah, Warki, Seichet, Kol Ha'Eichel Imenu. He squeezed out his whole life, his whole Eichel from it. It sounds like when you take the whole essence and you turn it into juice, Mishnah Berurah sounds like it should be mutter. I'm not clear exactly what the case of the Taz of Mishnah Berurah, which we're talking about the grass, other place is, but it sounds like you're taking the whole apple that you cooked, you're squeezing it, and you're making apple juice with the essence of the Eichel inside.
The whole apple's coming out.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that it's coming out. Why is it not ulcer? So why is that ulcer? I'm not clear what the case is. What? If the oichel stays, what? Again, is it that the essence of the apple is part of the drink? That I understand. But if it's separating it, the mamash be a case of dosh over here. I said myself, it's mutter. His words are why? Those are his words why it's mutter. The mice of the Shabbos. And the Piskei Tshuva is being done on Shmir Shabbos. He wants to tie it to pulverize something. Not over the Issa Schitos, not Tosh. There's noch an Issa in the Simon over here, which we'll skip. A Sif test. Loch is to take Shelag and to crush it. There's also. He gave the liquid out. Why exer otu skikis peris? So in essence, he says the Issa of squeezing or crushing a melon, the Issa is why? Of Murasik Shelag. And Murasik Shelag is exer otu skikis peris. So you can crush it, not mitzad our string of dosh and mafarik. You can crush it, so mitzad string of mirasik shelig. Atzad hasheni, what? Oh, so the problem is, so Asul Minchas Ruven says, I don't understand, Mishmur, the Taz said, but apples and mice, it's mutter. And how do you answer the case of mirasik shelig? Said, no. There you have the liquid coming out, and the ice is staying behind. Mashenkin, when you pulverize, you can make it into one drink, says Minchas Minchas Ruven, not sure that is, but of course, Baal Minuchas Ahava, like we used to him. The mice come along and say, the mice, it's water. You let it pulverize something on Shabbos. There's no whistle over here. no is mitzvah sugya of dosh, not taking one thing out of another. Mitzvah rasik sheleg, it only separating one from another. Here the mice is coming to one drink. He says that there is no iser. Why the taz of Mishnah Berurah in the case of apples? Yeah, shuman the bakalik. Yeah,
shuman
fat. I don't know. Who is it? It's a by dosh. Shinichas is a bishel. I'm not sure you mean by noilet. I'm noilet, yes. The Bachmatzah, you have to say noilet. Masik shel is shinchav. That's shinichas. That's boiler, that's noilet. It's noilet, Bachmatzah. Then Bachmatzah, Bachmatzah, I'm all yeski now. Yes, can smell it. Yes, can smell it. Smell it reminds me that's Gemara. No, it's Machlokes. Oh, the yes can toichen. We have to also give toichen. Maybe the altar better. To take snow and crush it to get liquid out, to drink the water. No, you take you have ice and you want to crush the ice to get liquid. So
apple,
you only want the liquid.
The apple you're making into a shake and then
again, I asked you, what is
you cook the apple, it becomes very soft. When you squeeze, the whole apple's coming out.
So the whole essence is coming out. I wish we were taking water.
Right. It's like grinding it up over here.
No, though, so that's the case.
The oil is coming out. You're not squeezing it.
That's the same thing as a melon.
No, melon, you're grinding up.
That's the same idea.
That's what he said.
It's like smashing it.
Okay, we'll discuss it afterwards.
You're getting the point really well.
Now, just to be practical, people will tell me if you sell carrots, also, Lukura, you go to the store and then you put on a blender, and I said, you're pulverizing, grinding it. I said, that's not the Matthias. I went to the store, I asked them, show me. They said, you open up the bottom and all the pulp is on the bottom. There's tons of carrot on the bottom, mamoshes, and all the juice is on top. So people just do not realize that carrots is not the same sugya. Carrots, the mamoshes, there's tons of mamoshes left behind that being thrown into the garbage over here. Another point, a fifth point over here, and they get to the clone, that we'll see, we'll get to the rush, the locker when he holds, when something is made to dip something inside, that means, let's say you squeeze an orange and to put your bread inside, have a getter of being, let's say, an oichel, also will not count upon the category, being on the idea of being a mashk over here. Another point, fifth point, I think, is how do we look at specialty stores? Mitzpri and stores that are made to squeeze things. Do they count the percentage of making things ice sharp areas into category 2 severe minus? That means in America, all around the country, there are special stores, usually for health freaks or others like that. They have stores over here that are made special for fruits that's squeezed and people want to drink it. Do now we look at these stores, take them into account? And now, certain things that might have been mutter turn to be also over here. So, Abba Ribiat, when he writes in the Sefer, he wants to tie down these specialty stores, or his words are mutter to mutter. The commander left the dummy. Atzal Hashem, Nishma Shabbos, Ashmur Shabbos, they say, why not? Why don't they count? Now, I think it really depends what type of stores you're looking at. That means, if you go around the Gula, the Mitzpi, the stores over there, I went to the stores, and basically the squeezing the standard periods that you would squeeze. They had 11 things there. They had apples, oranges, strawberries, pomegranates, kiwis, grapefruits, carrots, banana, mango, pineapple, and peaches. Those are pretty standard things over here. If they have a certain time, they'll have watermelon, depends on the amount of days, amount of other things here. That's why I saw. I saw 11 things. And sometimes, depending on the season, there are other things over there. I just think how to look at specialty stores is really when you walk into the store and you see something, do you say, oh my gosh, I gotta try that? That I think is weird to me at all. And the people, you walk in the store like, oh, that's a pepper, or that's an onion, or that's a garlic, I gotta try that. I think that doesn't count. But I think that most stores over here that are in Gula or stores around any other place, they're just making things easier for you, more convenient for you, and you just appreciate them. I don't think they're specialty stores, not miyuchad, nothing unique about them. If it's a unique store, then I hear maybe not to count them. And you have to say, oh, wow, that's an exotic thing over here, I hear not to count them. But something that's standard, I don't think you can say not to count them over there. A sixth point over there in the Klolim is, Maisa, what is the Metzias of how many grapes are turned into wine? And built upon that, how many, let's say, oranges are turned into orange juice? What's the percentage over here? So, last time we gave Chabur about it. So we wrote to the company. He said, look up the USDA. You got to get out the booklet. The USDA in America is where everything comes from. What? So we'll get that. First, the numbers. So again, so we got the book USDA. Now the advice is very simple. You just ask Google. Google answers you back. You don't have to ask the USDA anymore. So that, but come out the same numbers that were a couple of years ago. So, for example, you want to know how many grapes in the world, at least in the United States of America, are turned to wine. So 2015, the book had it about 71%. I asked Google recently. Google told me over 70%. Come on, the same number. The 70% of the grapes are turned into wine. That nice is orchayu. That's the case of roiv. That's nichal again of deraiso. How many oranges?
That's 70% of grapes.
70%. Again, I said I know the klom has a shiloh. What grapes to look at it? There's no safer. I said the ilum haks is hak. There's not one safer where it takes into account that maybe the grapes in the store are different than the grapes that we might make into wine. Not one safe I know taking into account. There's not one safer, except a plum and a footnote says Yesh Lodin. That's all I know. There's a Yesh Lodin in one safer. And I've looked around. I know I looked a little bit around. Comes out to be over 70%. The gate to oranges made to orange juice. So 2015, and now also Google says over 80%. That means the more oranges are turned to orange juice, the grapes are turned to wine. More than that. Now, if you take a Falk Safer or a Ribiat Safer, they say oranges are drop on it. Why? They go with Zayin Mashkin. Very simple, as you tell us. However, the Pashas go with Mishnah Berurah of Roiv and Orchayu, who are Nechon together of a Deraiso. Unless you still argue, like my father would say, well, the oranges of Tropicana are made special to make into orange juice because they have more juice than Bovolvere, and the ones you buy in the store, La Maisa, less of a percentage will come along to make it into orange juice. Again, unless the Yesh London one safer, I'm not sure how to even apply it to oranges. And before, the pasture should be a case of derived over here. Negate to apples. How many apples turn into apple juice? So La Maisa, over 60%. Also, Lukur will come out, feed the Savon, be a shash of derived. How many grapefruits are turned into grapefruit juice? So now it's over 43%. 2014 is over 50%. So it'll come out, maybe this is not between Orchayu and Derech. And Roiv. That means if you go to Orchayu, it can still be Deraiso. Go like Roiv, where it's Mishnah Berurah, start claiming maybe now it's not Deraiso. Now, lemons are over 60%. However, once we have the Rosh that says the things that we put inside food or use as a dip and not nichol negedev or mashke nichol negedev or eichel, I'll come along and point out that most of our lemons are not made to be lemon juice are made to be a lemon punch. Most of our lemons are made to be put inside food or made to be used as a dip over here. So I come along that even though lemons have over 60%, I think mitzias wise lemon juice with nichol negedev of juice of reminim, it's much less than 60%. Neger, how you look upon neger to your mashko. And one person gave me a very good rayo. It's not in the beverage section, it's in the baking section. Just go to the store, that's very clear what they put over here. What?
Wouldn't you sell pines?
No, okay, we'll get to lemon and sivah beverage. No. Now, even in the next point over here, I think the seventh point over here in the cloud, is even if you last squeezing on Shabbos, the Maisa to use a cream yuchel kach, you have a um the chol. That means you want to squeeze a pepper, you have a heter, it's only be a dime, but not cream yuchel kach. Now, these seven cloud, just go through certain cases over here. The game after first, a watermelon. I see certain swam cloud, sharp areas, certain swam cloud, two to be minor. Could be depends on what country you're in. I think over here you have I think I will argue stark that you go to the store, will be nickel get two semi minimum. So it seems to be people will have watermelon juice. It's inside these bottles of juices, it's in that watermelon. You can argue, say, sharp areas, very good. They have faces both ways, very good. That's one shiloh. They get pineapple, I think that's very simple. The pineapple juice, so the bottom nickel get a two semi minimum. They get to, I mean, what you just said, maybe afterwards. No. I squeeze. He says no.
They blend it.
Okay, I don't think so. In other cases, grapefruit juice. Again, certain some called deraiso, others called rabbanon. Depends if we're coming from the Zayin Mashko or Chayim Nechol Negedev Roiv. banana rice, say nothing get up juice and reminder. You get the carrots, interesting though. But Rimbi at rice, carrots, is nickel together over four, and that's the only reason why a person would drink it for. And therefore, of course, carrots over here, your last squeeze on Shabbos. Now, Maisa, when I came to Israel about 25, 30 years ago, I came to this country and see everyone squeeze carrots. I'm like, that's strange, weird, why would anyone want to do that for? They tell me now in America came much more to the cell, people squeezing carrots. The economy really depends on what country. That means the gate to the Archa Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, they ran it on the two Sivri Moinim. Rabbi have put it under the case of sharp areas. And they've come along with Falk and the clone, right? Very simple. Depends what country you're in. You want to sign it in Israel, they look in the category of two Sivri Moinim. And then you can't squeeze it. Mashiach in America, at least, depends on which part of America, you can argue the point of the ghetto of sharp areas over here. They get to melons, certain some on the sharp areas, certain some on two severe minded. Again, it really could be dependent upon where you live over here, depends how you look at things being pulverized over here, could be a little dependent upon the orchayu or derech over here. They get to celery is one of the things that I think agrees the ghetto before, and therefore, only case of sharp areas, the mice that's supposed to squeeze be a diet. They get to tomato juice. I don't understand this, but mice is under the beverage section over here, and therefore it's under the category of two sivri rimonim over here. They get to pomegranates rimonim. So it's interesting, a falk is an old prince. He says, rimonim, sharp areas. I mean, he took the Gemara's case and said it's sharp areas. The new prince, he took it out. But the old prince said sharp areas. Mice will be at quotes and says, Khalila, Khalila, go against what the Gemara says. And Maisel, it could be, it really depends on what country you're in. That means the clone says, in Israel, you'll go to every single juicer store that reminds him. In America, again, when I left America, there's no such thing as pomegranates being squeezed over there. Now people tell me it's much more of in style now, because they have more stations that squeeze things, more people want to health now, or that more money to waste now, I'm not sure which one it is. So whatever reason it is, one time that maybe now does switch, is nickel too severe reminds him. Fine, but again, that's a shallow error. They do sell garlic juice. Says this far, but that's before, otherwise who would want it? About this little getter of sharp areas. Now, prune juice, again, I see Mishnah Loch is cool, I'm too severe, my name. I don't know, I think little getter of four, my Avona, why a person would drink prune juice, and therefore should be little sharp areas over here. Also, strawberries, I see it's a shallow, under what category is it under? I see the people and the Americans call it under sharp areas, Mashiach, and others call it under the category too severe, my name. As far as we see, we have bowels of it's a tup banana, tup is mamish inside, the strawberries inside. Should be nickel get a category 2 severe minor. They get to oranges, you can ask, fine, yeah, maybe not. Mice, you go to the juice, you go to shake, yes. You go to the mince pre store, they have strawberries over there. It's only half to tup that squeeze a noble thing. That's a question. What's luck abundant? Great question. No, it could be they didn't think. Well.
Okay, so you can go back to grapes.
They get to oranges also, Lakura. Last some put on the category drop on them. Some storms say orange is get up the rice store. Could be oranges. Orange juice. So he's making. What should be the rice? It's over 80%. What should be the rice? Either go to Jai Mashkin. Or you can make me oranges. If you want, it seems to be 15 called them Rabbonon and 4 say Deraiso. I don't understand. I agree. I would call Deraiso. I would say Rabbonon, not Chloe. I would say about the Deraiso. Now again, maybe they didn't know the numbers, they didn't ask the USDA and they didn't ask Google. Go like that. Just take one case over here. Make it practical. Something called Eshkoliot. Let's call it grapefruit. That means if you're from England, you get served a half a grapefruit for breakfast sometimes. Or if you're in the Chutz Laaretz in America, some fancy meals, on Shabbos, Kiddushim, they come along and you see there's a grapefruit over there, served in half, with a little strawberry on top and some maybe some sugar around it. And the question is on Shabbos, you're allowed to take a spoon and scrape it and eat it on Shabbos. What's the Shiloh? When you're eating it, you're scraping it, doing an act of schit over here. Before you get out whatever's left behind, but can you eat this grapefruit on Shabbos? Are you allowed to? Kamal Mukhadashani says when you come to scrape it out, it's a psik ratio, gam any miskavin. Therefore, to eat it with a spoon, he says, you're not allowed to on Shabbos.
What?
Listen, Karelis.
You can't eat in your mouth?
I didn't say your mouth, I said with a spoon.
Same thing.
You're allowed to cut it?
I tried But obviously, when I set off one side, there's always the other side. I'll try to.
First side always extreme.
I've said it, Shady. The past 40 years, my bear over 25 different svarim come to disagree and say the mice it's mortar. But now you have to analyze as far as the mice why it's mortar. That means that Shlomo has a true the mice it's mortar. No Scharnberg, no Klein, and no Bosner, and no Shabbos, and Shmir Shabbos, no Stumbach. The Shalom's mice, what's its son to make all? The first thing Shlomo Zalman says, over here, Ashkoliot, he says, Nichol Geda of Drabon. He says it's one Drabon, it's Enemus Kavan, it's a case of sick ratio. A second Rabban is Kla'achayat. If you want to squeeze it, take it and squeeze it. Take your spoon and don't get Kla'achayat. The fact you have two Rabbanans, like it's a sick ratio, Lamaisa, that's the first reason why it's mortar. The problem with that is, first of all, he says a sick ratio. He did not say, even in the case of Nichalei, Pashis, only case of Loi Nichalei, who come to Mekel. Come to Lumas Achrenim, point out, because this is the case of Nichalei, Aleph. You want the juice, enjoy it. Juice, people drink it afterwards. Yeah. 100%. Geschmack. Right? Geschmack. a second point over here.
Who's
the Meshibua is called Lanichle.
The only one?
The only one? Not the only one, no. The second reason of Fakvik, the only idea of secretion Lanichle to be Samachan to do our bonons, there seems to be some Shayat seen in Shalom and Zayin, Sifkan Beis, and Sifkan Yod. And Simon Shin Mem, that seemed a fact being the whole time, didn't be Samech Lahakal. The Ilmans should not now know what the question of the test. And now that's simple over here. And second, third, to say Eshkoliyot is the category of a Dirabonon, those will argue and say, I'm the category of a Diraiso. So that's the Shabbos. It's only Nichol the Gedev or Chayu, maybe Nichol the Gedev, depends on what year the Gedev right over here. Boy, the Benjamin Zilber wants to argue, that's Klachayat, that's no way of doing it, taking a spoon and scraping it to go eat it over here. Why Nichol the category of Klachayat? So you can answer back and forth upon these four questions over here. Those are the questions they have to deal with from Shlomo Zalman's first reason. Come on, Shlomo Zalman has a second reason. He said, what happened? When you scrape it, the mashkin be'etzim stays inside the oichel. Which they explain what that means. Not just a mashkin be'l oichel, oichelhu, but they haven't even left the oichel. It's always inside. You scrape it, and it still is part and parcel of the grapefruit. For this reason, you didn't do any act of separating all the emafarik is not separating one thing from another. It's still in the grapefruit over here. It's still behind, left behind. Ke'in Zel, Biyashi says, Stam Zay. He says, Amashkabala Eichel Eichelu. Stam. We'll get Paschal Locho. If I didn't have the rice of Ika, then we'll pass this water. It's Amashkabala Eichel Eichel. A fourth reason. Stays there.
Does that mean to say that if it smells
you in trouble? No, then maybe it's the mashke's dub basma. But mice is made to be in the oichel. It has to get in the oichel.
So then on the last spoon, right?
Not on the first spoon.
You pull it
off.
No, it's in there. And then if you want, and then you take it out, you take out oichel. To eat oichel, mice is mortar. If just for example you want, you take lemon on top of your salad. Mortar, no problem. The Chachila ever knows you're not going to do that. Someone goes over to juice and takes it out to they like the juice. Mashkil, lemon juice over here? No, because it has get of oichel. Yeah. Void, there's a Sevi Yivaki Shtoyo, we'll have to get to, but he wants times ahead of La Alter. Ziraj Ben Shuva says, Yehet La Alter. There's a list of Yishan, wants to say, Yehet La Alter, but Sigur Dosh, Nechon the get of La Alter. If Shabbing wants to be Mekel, because we'll get the loch and some zayin, some ches, and it's schitas peris lagufon. It's mamash schitas peris lagufon. I want to eat over here the grapefruit. A banish should be mutter. Now, Shiklon, he said 72, the loch and metzitzim and peh, so this mamash ke'im metzitzim and peh, you come to go eat it, but shas achil over here. Derech achil over here. So, for this reason over here, derech achil. What? Zal alter, derech achil, different svaro. Different idea, different svaro. Get the metzitzim and peh. So come now for these six reasons over here. Ikka the place can disagree the Chodesh Shani. The point on the Maisa person can eat the grapefruit, but Kach Noigim in England on Chutzlaritz. No, it's not come out, never seen it. But other places in the Chutzlaritz, the Maisa in them seem to go eat it on Shabbos, not to worry about it. Now, build upon some of these furrows over here leads to another interesting question. On Shabbos, you have a grape on your cutting board, and you want to take a knife and cut it. Is that an act of Chita on Shabbos? I let it cut it. I mean, best we can clear on three things. By Zay Simonovim, two Simonovim, and Shah Paris. I allowed to cut it.
Because in essence, when you cut something, juice comes out. So, the Minna from Yashiv, and the Rumiyat says, when you cut a grape, that's chito, chito of a deraiso, and therefore you cannot do it on Shabbos, and make sure you put a napkin around it and absorbs it right away. Otherwise, how in the world can you cut it over here? The Rumiyat and the Yashiv. It absorbs it inside. So it's not going, it's not being, no liquids coming out. It's kind of ibud. It disappears. It's like kalach. It's kalach ibud. It disappears. Never came out.
Without doing that, what are you gonna do with
it? Is the cutting board healthy?
It's still there. You choose what to do with it. Atzal Hasheni. Atzal Hasheni. If you analyze certain sources we said before, my shemim motor. It's ainim miskaven, sick ratio, to the abalones. Especially don't use it. It's lo nichalei. It's kalach hayad. And most of the cases are cases of dry bottoms. Some cases might be a shadow of dry stone. Void skins perish. Lugufan over here. It might be also the Negev de Achilo or the Altar. You won't have a mashkabal oichel oichel. That you won't have. So therefore, the Maestro of Shemir Shabbos, where he brings it down, he says over here, has a getter of mashkazom me atzmoy. That means that is a schito. You call it Maestro problem. But the getter of the grape, mashkabal atzmoy, Maestro, also you have to throw it out. The gate to choose to remind him, with Mela Eichel, Maisi can use it. That's what he puts under the gate to his category. What comes out that those who hold to cut something, whether the cases by the olives and by the grapes, says we're at the Yashu Maisi is Osir. So the Chodeshani expression in the case of Nichalei over here, the Bayam is on the Sug of Schito. And others, Shmir Shabbos, the Urkh Shabbos, want to go, say it's not negated to this category of Schito, only get to the Sug of Mashki Zom Atzmon, and therefore the Lachlan Watana, you can use it if it chooses to remind him, Mash Ekim and Zeshma Nomi cannot use it. There's no Issa Schito over here. By grapes, there's no two Rabbans.
It depends whether grapes
or the rice or the rabbon. So then you only have one rabbon. If you, but anyway, you can't use it. Right? There's only a lo nichlei. Case of one rabbon, it's lagufan.
So you don't have that.
So you have lagufan, right? You'll have to take a loch of Sliyas Paris, Kvashim, lagufan. You have to take lagufan over here. By nothing, you have lagufan, you'll have to. So again, among the swarm is not that simple cut things. Again, by the rice is much more hard to make, and by the rabban much more easy to make. Again, both cases is a machlokes. In Sefalo, come along the rabban, being down the sugya matzitza bepeh. Now, discussing over here by Paris. Now, the gate to take something, put it in your mouth, and suck it out. Again, they're very clear. The there are three diagrams you have to deal with. Whether it's zeisav or not, can you put it in your mouth, a grape, and suck it? The gate to choose to remind him. Again, to shop Paris. Come along the base zeisav and being down the machlokes. You bring down the goyis marmis for the rain. It says chush ani loy mechatus. So do matzitz repair the chash the raiso of taking zaysim and sucking them out with your mouth. And the Arabic shouldn't go this way. They're counting the orchis chayim. Asad hasheni the beisaysim brings down the sefer iter and the shmuel after brings down his brother Ben Binyamin. The loch is the maisitz motor. Now this machlokes how do we paskin? The beisaysim certainly sounds like the beisaysim for Michael. He left out of shacharach. The Amor has a stamp Yishoim and a stamp to be Mekel, the Yishoim to be Machor. Usually the Klal is stamp Yishoim, a lock is stamp to be Mekel. A lock of the Mishmur says, what's a swar to be Mekel? He puts on the category of Shina Gomer. Putting your mouth and sucking it out, you don't have the head of Derech Achila of Shina Gomer. The way the Bach and the grass you can say over is the head of Derech Achila. Two different swarms, one of the mice is letting you do it for. Now, we have this head to make among the Paiskim. Kamal Gumma Swarm, Elu Shabbos, and others, the Kamal will say, Nochri Lahachmer. It's the correct thing to be machmer. When is the correct thing to be machmer? We have three levels over here. We have derisa, drabonos, and the case of shaperis. So the words of Mishabura, when you shchitosim derisa, that's nothing to be machmer. That means by zeisiv anovim or anything in the category, from origin that way, there'll be nothing to be machmer. And therefore, command every single sefer to bring down the loch to nothing to be machmer is only the level of derisa. Especially since the Rambam says Chosh Ani Mechatzis in the level of Deraisa to be Machmer. Otherwise, Laloch Estam Yishoy, Laloch Estam, we makele by holding it and sucking it out. Again, there is a motion Shuvo somehow to be Machmer in all Paris, but Ikele Paris can go only by Deraisa and Nochem to be Machmer. For Oid, says the Mishmur, this whole time Loch is when you want to suck it, hold it there, and suck it out. When you want to put it in your mouth and then suck it over there, then says Lukuli Al, that's called Derech Michael. I mean, if you're holding it, That's the trouble. You put it inside your mouth, then even the case of Zeishim Adobim, that case of Adobim water. The last point is Sif Aleph. A person has a bowl over here that he squeezes inside, let's say any type of juice, then wants to take his bread and dip something inside. This juice that came out, that I'm getting of a deraisa or getting of a drabon over here, was it water? Is it oichel? Is it getting an idea of shtio? I mean, basically, you take an orange, you squeeze it. It's in the bowl, you take your bread and dip your bread inside. What's the loch over here to get to the smashko? So again, you're declaring the three daggers over here. Zeishim Adobim, two Sifim Adobim, and Shaperis. Maisa, the so first, negate the Shaperis. Maisa Shaperis, the last squeeze be a dime. The chor over here, according to Shibud Archa Shulchan, should not even be a shiloh, the last squeeze be a dime. Maisa, even according to Taz and the Bach, ruled by Shaperis, you cannot squeeze be a dime. It's coming along with Avram, and he says, even number one according to them, or number two in the Mokrim, the Amachmer, Minikri Machmer, even according to them, you want to make it into a dip of Maisa's water. That means to make it into something into a dip, even of that by Shaperis, even the Machmirim by Shaperis, over here by dip of Maisa's to be Michael. That's the Mishnah Berurah brings down. That's Aleph. That's the gate to the dip, the Shaperis. The gate to Zeishim Adobim, over there says the Mishnah Berurah Maisa to be Machmer. Machmer. Now Mishnah Berurah has two opposite cases. He left out the middle case. That means he said, by Shaperis, making the dip, Mutri, even those who are Machmer, squeeze me a dime. By Zeishim Adobim, he comes over and says, the loch is to be Machmer. What about by Tusim Vimoydim? Can you make it into a dip on Shabbos? Take your bread and put it inside. So over here, it doesn't say, but can mark the same case the other way around, the Sif Dalet. Over there, we have a case where a person takes a chol of eis, or takes juice and puts it inside a bowl. Now takes a bowl and puts a liquid on top of the food. That means there are two cases. Put the liquid on top of the salad, or salad on top of the liquid. In the case of putting liquid on top of a salad, Kamal Mishabu and says, the Mises also, even by the case of Tusim Yimonim. The Chur, this is Kamat, the same idea, except over here is a solid top of the liquid. Never the Chur should be a case that's also over here. So it comes out to make it practical, the Loch of making a dip on Shabbos. Chur, it's also by the Rises for sure. By the Rabban, the Pasha, the Mishabu should be also. The only thing left is with Shaperis. Shaperis is not too common, the person goes squeeze to make it a dip anyway on Shabbos.
So why is lemon
mutter? Sorry?
Why would lemon be mutter to squeeze on
top? You didn't get the lemon involved yet.
Same idea,
it's you want if that's above, or you want me to wait? It's your choice. You wait, don't worry.
That's a loop, is that right, sir?
Yes.
Just think of this on the
room. The Shayat Seal over there says it's Rabbi Nikret. You have Machloks over there. Fine, okay. Of course, it should be the same thing. You can argue the point there. Fine, Sif Dalet, you have a Sugyo. Of a mashke of the oichel, that means basically the Gemara has two cases over here. We have a case on the Kofim Dal and Beis, where someone who's soichet odom eshkel shalom, turkic dero, the person has a cluster of grapes and squeezes it on top of food inside a bowl over here, on a plate over here. And we have a chizah says, a chizah odom eiz, a turkic dero, also mutter, why they call, a mashke of the oichel, oichelu. What's the swar behind it? It says the words of Mishnah Berurah, kemafrit oichel ma oichel. Even though it's sad to take a cucumber and cut it in half, Eichel ba'eichel, not nichel together of a fire kabdash. But also, when a person somehow squeezes a grape and goes from the eichel, the grape, to the fruit of leaf, eichel, not nichel together of a fire kabdash. Now, lalocha, true, the Israel made a chanel we'll get to. That's brought down twice in the Afghan, Hayim and Aleph, and he is machman on the mashkabal eichel, to be chayshil chomro. Mice of the big three, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rabban, they pass from the kula over here. Twice goes over here, the kula. And make it 25 different Rishonim called Nalak to Melech Nadal, they pass the Lamaisa and Smoter. No problem. However, there's a Russian Shuvah, and he says, Amachmer Tavla Bracha. That's the Rishonim. Aloch Lamaisa, there is a Chayodom, that he seems to go, Chayshish Lachumra, that he says that all skins perish, you have a Bayam, it's a Suga of a Derais over here. And then he says, all perish, a person cannot squeeze a tap of food. Achshashim, a Mashkibal Oichel, Queen Machmer. I cannot get of oichel over here. I said that Shani, the Beisheis is meikel, the Bach's meikel, the Taz meikel, the El Rab, the Graz, they're all meikel, or Chosholchan. How would Mishmu end off a machmer tov lebracha? So when do we get this bracha? Bekri pasal lekula. But when do we gain this bracha? Are we gaining this bracha by two sivimoinim? by Zeisim Anabim or Shapers. When do we gain this bracha over here? So the Shmir Shabbos and the Orcha Shabbos and the Minchas Ish, they all quote the Chayodim that says we get the bracha by the erases, and therefore they say only by Zeisim Anabim. Now they call the Chayodim. Look at the Chayodim. He says only by the Raisas. He says all Paris. He holds all Paris in the Chalagana of the Raisa. So not really fear the Ma'amok that they're coming from. Not that fear. But Maisel is a Bialocha and Simin Vov. By Sivvov. I'm sorry, in the case of lemons. And he writes over there the old time of being Machma, Mashkabal, Oichel, Oichel, it's only by Eshkul Shalanovim. So Bialocha is very clear. Only by the case of the Raisas, like by grapes, will come home to get the Bracha. That means you look at Ribiat, he says, you know what to get a bracha by all Zayim Mashkin. Can you be in the whole Zayim Mashkin of Deraisa? Look at the Chayotom, he says, when do you get the bracha by Deraisa? He says, all Paris, because all Paris are Deraisa. So wherever you hold the get of Deraisa, that's when you get the bracha. With that Deraisa, you won't get a bracha. They were back to the Ikalocha, a Mashkin of Mala Oichel, Oichel. They were practically, you have two severe moinim, and you want to put it on top of your food. Mice is not a problem. Therefore, you have fish, salad, you want to put pomegranate juice on top of it. No problem, I'll squeeze it on top. Now the question is, a mashka habala oichel. How much oichel is underneath and the mashka is coming from that we're not going to worry about the oichel as a get of an oichel over here? That's not nichel the malach over here. So the achronim over here do not really explain, but I look at simon tov kof hei, by achronim of A's, when a person expresses milk from a goat and has to put it on top of a bowl of cereal. So how much cereal is underneath by this goat over here? To be in category of mashka habala oichel, oichel. Over there, the Mishibura and the Graz also discuss. That's how the Shmir Shabbos and Sukkot want to go. The Mikkel are two ways to understand the gather of a Bola Oichel. Either one way, the Graz says it's nivlet inside the Oichel. You have food underneath, and the mash comes on top of it and just belay inside. Everyone says nichel gather of a tofel. A mashka Bola Oichel Oichelu. Well, the second way, up here, the Mishibura, when they come into Mesak in the Oichel, give a taste. That means you have salad, you put dressing on top and lemon juice on top. Everyone sees over here, that's giving taste. You have fish over here, you squeeze some lemon juice on top, everyone sees it giving taste over here. Now, if you give tons of lemon juice, nothing to do with the fish, a lot of it's not a tofel. But I think everyone does is to give a taste over here. Look at the category of something being tofel over here, give a mashka bala oichel, oichel
hu. Do you have to put it directly on the food?
Where is it? The loch is you can't put it. The loch is basically you can't put an empty thing and pour it on top. That you can't do. So what else? You put it on the side as rolled down. I think that's the same thing already. Now the person would say, let's say you want to have the leftover juice. So if you have leftover juice in the Orcha Shabbos, that's nichel to get of oichel and amashka that you brought inside your house. In the case of oichel, mice and water, you're allowed to drink it. But says the Chadnish, but let's say you have das, you want to have the leftover because you want to drink it, then the Chadnish Maisa wants to answer it. Because now it's not a mashka bal oichel oichel, because you want to use it as a mashka, you can want it for mashka, that you can't have, and if you put on tons of juice, and you plan to have the lemon juice left behind from either your fish or your salad, that you can't do on Shabbos. Building upon this, is really the look of Tefei, the figure of Bais over here. Bais said you have an unripe grape. And it's really coming out of the sugya of a chil of A's. That means you have to realize that the Sif Hay is built upon the sugya of a chil of A's. That means you have to first take a step back, and what's the loch of a chil of A's, and get the sugya of Baiser. That means chil of Onimus A's on top of his food, the Gemara says very clear it's mutter. A mashka bal oichel oichel. Now, frankly, we show you myself, the A's itself, you cannot do shrit on Shabbos. It's not oichel. So why in the world could a person express milk from the goat, could the goat is oichel, and mice of the goat is not oichel? Therefore says Taisus, Kufnam Dalit, discussing Yontif. The smag, the kolboy, discussing Yontif. Therefore, Simon Shinchov, do you see anywhere in the Sugya of Chalu Adam Esa'is? It's not here. It's brought on the health of Yontif, it's Simon Tov Kufay. Why? Because on Yontif you have a right to go squeeze it over here. But not in the case of Shabbos. Although on Shabbos it is not a mashka bala oichel. It's not coming from oichel to oichel. Very simple. Now, what is the isser that we have to put up on the sugya of Yontif? The words of Rebbeinu Tam on the Kuf and Dalet Beis, he starts off, you have a baya, it's not chazan shchito, therefore the gisla fenenu is dosh. And then 2 lines later he says that the baya is oichel mipsailus. So, which one is it? He starts off with the words of dosh, get the gisla fenenu, and he goes to Oichel Mitach Pselus. So what is the ikka of one of places? Why is there a baya of a chel of eis and tarech kedera? The mavulcha among the gedera achrenim was pshat. Mashal the sugya of ikka wants tina is definitely isav bayer, and the shabbos shalmi wants change the gears of places. That k'moy dosh is k'moy bayer. This over in tana sugya bayer. I tell Hashem the bialoch when he brings down this question. He says that what the nishma shabbos says, the nishma adam says, is dosh. V'chein hu emes. Ikka isav in tana sugya of dosh over here. Dosh. Why is it dosh? Because it went from something that's a stylist, case of article, is separating one thing from another over here. So first, number one, we have a sugya b'chol of eins. Was the iser b'chalik shkidol achrenim is the iser on Shabbos b'tzad dosh b'tzad bayur. Now building upon the sugya b'chol of adam es eins, chol of adam es eins, what is the iser? Because go to that royal achilo. Bais is building off of that. Because bais is an unripe grape, that's also that royal achilo. It's also Eichel B'tach Psylus. That means we have one Sugya Gemara, a Chayil of Odom Esa'ez. Now, once we have the Isser on Shabbos, come on Achoyin, we have the same Sugya by Seichit the Baiser, unlike grape. On this coming the base Yosef, it's about Chayil among the Rishonim, the Ben Yosef, and all seem to be that way from the Rosh and Shuvah, Maisi wants to matter it. At Salah Shani, come on the base Yosef, and it says, we're very tam, which he trusted the Chayil partners, he come on this says, just like by Chayil of Eiz, only Yosef, but it's also is Asr. Why is Eichel Mepsilus? Eichel Mepsilus. So you have Machlokes and Ben Yosef versus Ben Tam. What's Alocha? As the Beis Yosef explains, the Sugya of Beiser is a Mutter on Shabbos or not. Alocha Meisel. The Shari Tzim exams on those who want to be Mekel or Loi Hifsid, the El Yama Pinish Shiru Knesset Gdelo. However, the Chavetz Chaim himself, he says, however, the Smag and the Smack and the Kolboi and the ground shall cause a shittim. They pass a chumra. You have an iser. A person cannot squeeze beitzer on Shabbos. That's the second thing. Third thing is now what's the iser beitzer? What malach we're discussing over here? Kamal l'taz among Avram. They say the iser of squeezing out beitzer is on the sugya of bayer. Atzal sheni the bialach come from nishmas adam b'chenu emes. It's on the sugya of dosh. A fourth thing that says on the page now in the sugya of bayer. Does Bayer have a heter of la'altar? That means, I think everyone knows the basic of Bayer, submission your test, that by Bayer, to be matur on Shabbos, it was Eichel Mipsoilus, and this with your hands, is a heter of doing it la'altar. Kamal Nataz, or the Shabbos El Rabba, they say you have a heter la'altar by the case of Bayer. This is Bayer, you have a heter la'altar. Kamal Gemara Roma says it's Bayer, you're right, but you have no heter la'altar. It's very strange why you have no heter la'altar. The way the Mishmura says, you have no heter la'altar, why? Because EF should be in an acher. Which I point out again, there should be more of a reason to have a heter. That's what the Mishmura says. The way the grass he says over, it says nichel in the category of derech malacho. The way the Pibagam says over, nichel in the category of being buried with Kli over here. So the three ways to say over why there's no heter la'altar, according to the Magavram, not really a sugya, sugya, buried. And even when Bayer, it's not clear why that's so over here, what's the lumpus over here. And the people in Bayer will have to tell me what the son of the Issa over here is, that Mishmur would be Chosh for the Mogan Avram. That means you two. Fine. So, Maisha, we have this, you said over here, to get to Bayer, another Shaila, is your Hetzel altar. That means just to make first 4 points we came out so far. Number one, by Chil of Eiz, is by Shabbos or by Yontif. Shaila, come on, places, make repaskin. It's only a halacha by Yontif and not by Shabbos. And some say it's that dosh, some say it's that bar. Number two, building upon that is the baiser. Is that the same sugya not? Machlokes, Rabbeinu Yosef, versus Rabbeinu Tam. And Bakery Pasal Lachum, says the Mishnah Berurah. Number three, what is the iser by baiser? That Machlokes, Mishnah Berurah, says the ikka is dosh. The Taz Amar Avram says the ikka is the sugya bar. And number four, is there a heter of la altar by the sugya bar? Come along over here, the Taz wants to be Mekel, the Amar Avram wants the to be Machmer. Number five, Kamal Mishmuni says, well, let's say the bais is ready to be lachila alinei adchak. Then in that situation, there is no bara, not deraiso. There's no dosh deraiso. There ain't limchus, those who do la altar. That means Mishmuni is very clear that dosh is not a heter la altar. Also, bara is machlokes taz among Avraham. But in the situation where it's ready adchak, then it's never a case of deraiso. So it's never a case of deraiso, ain't limchus, those who be Michael. That's what it says till now on the page. That's very simple. Not that simple, but at least on the page. But those are the 5 points on the page. Off the page, Maisa comes out. First, you have an obvious question. We're discussing the sugya of Bayer, But you have this unripe grape, and what comes out? This liquid over here. What happened to the sugya boira? Back and forth, the raid. By every fruit, you take an orange, you squeeze it. Take an apple, you squeeze it. Take a limon. In all the cases, what happened to the sugya boira? Why do you wake it up? Wake up and sifrei by boisa by the sugya boira. What happened to all peris? All peris have a kosher boira. Oh my God! Tell me, you need a klom. Has to be with your hands. Have to miad oichem tepselus. I mean, everyone knows. Again, you take an orange, you squeeze it on top of food. Anyone says Neil Alter? You take your lemon on top of food, Neil Alter. Loshamada Neil Sukhil Alter. So, Lemaiso, come to the Mug of Rum, he asks the question, Simon Shinu Tess. And the board down over here by the Pim Gorman Taisu Shabbos, a clout weaker and borer. The Locha, by borer, it has to be two separate minim, two separate entities. If you have one min and you want to squeeze one thing after another, that's not Nichol and get a borer. A grape with its juice is one min. An orange with its juice is one min. Everything is one min. One min to squeeze out mice no isa bar. That's he said, boiser, once psalus don't eat. And the juice coming out, you do eat. Oh, that's two minim. Never question a bar. But if you eat the thing itself, that's called one min, there's no isa bar. Then you learn the sugya bar, you'll have to come on, says the Tosafos Shabbos, according to Taz, that there is bar by one min. Then the Tosafos Shabbos has to answer why according to Taz, also to this klal will also apply because oichel ma oichel. But because you don't go like the Taz, very simple. Halacha wise, no sugya boira until sefei. 1 min is no isa boira. A second thing we see over here, we mentioned before by the Eshkoliot, the Vakish Torah has a Rashba. There's a heter la'alter by the sugya of dosh. The Maisi we see clearly in the Bialach and all the places over here discussing mitzvah boira. Do we have heter la'alter? However, again, the sugya of dosh, we do not collect the Rashba. We see clearly we do not have the heter la'alter. Which we write in black and white. Letla alter is only negate to Teichen, negate to Boira, but not negate to Sugya Dosh over here. So again, so we have two studies that come out off the page. Number one, negate to Sugya Boira has a lock of 1 min unless its cells are throwing out the garbage, which they do with that yes as a Pirim Godim. If so, every time you squeeze something, at the end of the day, you have the orange, you squeeze it, the left of the pulp is throwing in the garbage. So at the end of the day, the pulp is cellus, and what came out is the Eichel. So the Pirim Godim, you look in the beginning when you start squeezing it. The beginning was 1 min. To the end, you switched it, went to psalus, but the beginning of the mice is no problem. And the second side we see from this halacha, that dosh does not have the mice a heter over the altar. But I mentioned on Wednesday, we'll continue from Sivov and onwards. Let's talk about it. Oh, yeah.